USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As coronavirus is still sickening and killing people around the world, U.S. government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's learned of a possible deadly effect of contracting the virus.
That as we see more of it now, we say, wait a minute, maybe there's another avenue of treatment of being able to block the secondary, often deadly effects of the virus.
Fauci says he's referring to thrombosis, which blocks blood vessels. He says while there's treatment for that, it's above and beyond simply just treating for the virus. Restaurant owners and customers in Georgia and Tennessee not rushing back, even though restaurants and diners are allowed to reopen now. A dining app that tracks data for restaurants says the number of seated diners at Georgia restaurants yesterday was still down 98% from last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
President Trump says he's making sure there will be a steady supply of food, including, in particular, meat, during the ongoing pandemic. The president signing an executive order late yesterday that forces meat plants to stay open during the coronavirus lockdown. The order will fall under the Defense Production Act after numbers showed that meat production capacity could fall by as much as 80% soon across the nation. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the projected winner of Ohio's presidential primary, the primary was pushed back from March because of the pandemic. Yesterday's election was conducted entirely by mail. The U.S. House not returning to Capitol Hill next week now as originally planned, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Capitol physician has warned against it. The U.S. Senate is still, as of now, scheduled to return to session on Monday. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we're auctioning them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them, the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.